Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 101 Problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we'll sing out our refrain. For Boston, take 20 strokes of liberty. And ever with the right shirt as big bombs and touch me no more in the work. It's come for Boston, for Boston, our glory is over.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
Mr. Cuse.
Well, son of a bitch. Okay, Bluonic.
Wow, he just, like, broke
the
chain.
He just broke the chain!
He broke the chains of force, dude!
I'll kill you! Anyways.
And this is an anvil.
Yeah. You see, Anvil's kind of laughing because I kind of fucked up on take one of this. For some reason, when I went to push record, the mic volume went all the way down.
Apparently, your Apple doesn't like you.
No, it's the Audacity. The Audacity of Audacity! Yeah.
Do you know what happened? The Apple caught him with an orange.
Yeah. Although, I do want to say something.
Yes?
Something.
Something? Okay, now I'm done. Alright. No, but for the most part, our fellow sister of the Electric Sisterhood, Panda.
It's her birthday!
Happy birthday, Panda!
Well, technically, birthday on Sunday when we're recording, but when it's up on Tuesday, she'll be 27 and 2 days old!
Whoa. Didn't you know you're never supposed to say a woman's age?
Yeah, man, what's wrong with you?
Well, she's been talking
We lied. That's not her age. She's 21.
She's 19.
Yeah, that's what he said.
She's barely legal.
But yeah, it's her birthday, and we're hopefully going to go out.
I figured
and
it out.
This.
She's old enough to marry Doug Hutchinson.
Oh, him!
Oh, man, yeah.
Come on, yeah. He's married that 16-year-old.
Yeah, that's true. But that's the thing. He's a great actor. He deserves a really, really hot 16-year-old girl. Does he?
Wait, I got it. She's old enough to marry one of the players on the Korean soccer team.
Oh, shh.
What?
Reddit. You didn't hear that controversy?
No.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay, why don't we get the show rolling?
Right. Wow. Okay, so I'm not sure if Amber got a chance to see it, but Miss Accused and I went and saw Transformers, Dark of the Moon. First off, that's probably one of the worst movie titles
I've ever heard. I thought it was Dark Side of the Moon.
No, it's just Dark of the Moon.
Are you sure?
I am deathly positive.
Now, the question I have is did you miss Megan Fox?
I did miss Megan Fox.
I think she made the movie better.
She did, and this new girl, while she was hot...
She didn't have the lips.
She wasn't as good and as used as Megan Fox was in the movie.
I'm sorry. Megan Fox has always been used and abused.
Yeah, Rosie Whittley was her name. And
yeah.
She didn't really, like, in the movie, she didn't really do anything, you know? She didn't take out any bad guys or anything
right.
Like that. Like, her role was basically just to, you know...
She was a background character.
Background and, you know, kiss Shia LaBeouf, and that's all she did. I mean,
was like,
what else should you do?
All right, see you the rest of the world at the movie. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
This is the new lady, right?
Yeah, okay. The new one.
So...
But of course, Megan Fox was the one that's fixing vehicles left and right and stuff like that.
Yeah. And while this girl did work for, like, a car company and was smart with auto mechanics, you didn't really see her at work.
Ah. Okay.
So, this is the third, and Shia LaBeouf said this is going to be the final movie he ever does, so probably this will be the end of the series.
Yep.
And here's the premise. When a mysterious event from Earth's past erupts into the present day, it threatens to bring a war to Earth so big that the Transformers alone will not be able to save us. The Autobots bring Sentinel Prime back to the moon. Sentinel Prime played by Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah.
And then, come to find out, Sentinel kind of betrays the Autobots and sides with the Decepticons.
Whoop-dee-freaking-doo.
Saw that coming.
Yeah, so Megatron and the Decepticons basically have the Autobots kicked off of Earth so they can save the humans, but then they blow up the rocket that the Autobots were on, so then Megatron and the Decepticons start human enslavement.
So, is that present or is that past?
Present.
Okay.
And let me just say, first off, it's nice to see Shia LaBeouf grow some balls with his same character.
Okay.
He finally is starting to get into people's faces and everything. He finally grew a pair. Like, when you saw him in the first two movies, he was still the wimpy kid.
Woohoo! Woo! Don't do that, man!
Yeah.
So now he's like, I'll kill you.
No. He's like, I got a fucking Medal of Honor from President Obama. Whoa. Tell me everything.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he took charge. You know, it was nice to see that he was taking charge. And I agree with King Baby Duck. I thought that he did a good job. You know, kick some ass, which is good too.
But yeah. With the storyline, is where is he kicking this ass? Like, what?
He's basically kicking the ass in the government.
Yeah. Hmm. No, go right ahead.
So basically, what you're saying is character went from like Joni loves Chachi to I kill Chachi.
Yes.
Nice.
And John Turturro was in the film, and he's still as lovable and wacky as ever.
Okay, yeah, I was just about to ask that about John Turturro. Yeah.
But then you've also got John Malkovich, who is very underused in this movie. And I'm sorry, but when you have John Malkovich in a movie about robots, you expect to see John Malkovich go up to a robot, start screaming at it, and just see the robot explode because of it. Because that's the power of fucking John Malkovich.
Well, I was thinking actually Red, like, you know, they start shooting rockets at him and he just drops his revolver and just starts blowing up all the rockets and it ends up killing all the robots because of just the backfire.
And he goes, old man, my ass.
Exactly.
Walks up to it. I'll beat you down. Punch right through the gut. And
he does actually spar with Bumblebee in one scene, but John Malkovich doesn't win. Okay. I'm sorry, but in real life, John Malkovich would win against a giant robot. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that John Malkovich is the neutral to Chuck Norris' is positive.
Yeah.
But see, that's why they call it science fiction.
True.
Because it's not real.
Right. Like, think of such science fiction classics as Star Trek, Stargate, Chasing Amy. You know, those types of sci-fi films that you know would never happen.
Yeah.
There also was Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, okay.
Who kind of played the villain, and I'm sorry, but he wasn't that strong of a villain. Yeah. He wasn't that good. And that's my first complaint of my list of many complaints about this movie. What were your thoughts on the graphics on this, Mr. Q's?
I mean, I thought it was okay. I mean, the graphics were decent, but the problem was I had was with the characters. You know, I didn't think Sam's girlfriend did that good a job. All the other things, I think when I see a movie, I want to kind of twist and turn my emotions. You know, happy, sad, excited. I just didn't think that it really did that. It was just kind of a flat movie to me, I felt. And I didn't get that kind of, like, you know, excited, good feeling when I was watching the movie to kind of pump me up, get me in the mode of watching it. I just felt like it just didn't really do much to me at all. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
And
So in the movie, you had a sleep factor, basically?
Yeah.
A lot of people fall asleep.
Dude, there were kids that were walking out of the movie because they were bored.
The two-year-olds are bored, so that tells you something.
Not enough explosions.
And let me just say, the graphics in the movie are okay, but they didn't up the ante like they did previously with Revenge of the Fallen.
Was Michael Bay on this one?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. That's the whole point of this thing. When you think Michael Bay, let's go, let's blow everything up, blah, 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 blah. And he did, but it wasn't as glamorous as he usually does it.
I'm sorry, but, you know, I became a fan of Michael Bay with Bad Boys 2.
Right. And in my opinion, this movie took itself way too seriously. Like, okay, I know that Transformers will not win an Oscar anytime soon for acting or anything else, maybe with the exception of visual arts, but it should have been a little bit more tongue-in-cheek. Like, remember the old Transformers cartoons? When they were fighting and getting into serious battle, there was still the tongue-in-cheekness, the little bit of humor. In this movie, I felt that they went way too serious, way too dramatic. They were trying to be the Black Hawk Down of robot movies.
That's just impossible.
And
no.
Like, okay, let me give you a good example of a good action movie that was very tongue-in-cheek, was serious at some elements, but still managed to keep the true spirit of itself. G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra. Mm-hmm. Throughout that movie, there are some serious elements to it, but it doesn't take itself seriously.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out if that's going to actually be, a second movie from that.
They are working on one.
It's been kind of like back and forth that I've been noticing on IMDb.
Yes. And I'm sorry, but the last 40 minutes of this movie, I just kept asking myself, when is this going to be over? When is this going to be over? When is this going to be over?
Yeah, how long was the movie in the first place?
It was 2 hours and 30 minutes.
That was a long time to watch a movie and wait, is it going to be done? Is it going to be over? I just want to get through this,
Can I stretch my legs?
Yeah, exactly.
I was starting to doze off because of this movie, and I was just completely bored. I did not like this movie. I'm going to give it a 1.5 out of 5 because I felt it was a betrayal to the not just the fans of the movies, but to the original Transformers toy and cartoon.
I have an issue.
What?
You just bored me telling me the review of this movie.
Yes, so exactly. That's what happens.
Now, what were your final thoughts?
First of all, I should have brought a pillow so that King Baby Doc could have slept in the movie, but that was my bad. I didn't realize it'd be so boring, so I apologize for that. I give it a 2. I was just expecting a really big blockbuster kind of movie, and I just was not enthralled by it at all. So I agree. I did not like it, and I'm very upset at Michael Bay. So that's all I gotta say.
So now with all these new movies coming out this month, what movies are you guys looking forward to?
I would say Captain America. I really am looking forward to
that. After seeing a recent trailer for that, I have to agree.
What about you, Blue?
I have a movie that is based with robots. I don't believe it's this month. It's within the near couple months. Actually October. But in the next couple months or whatnot, that this movie's going to be coming out. And
Hugh Jackman and Rock'em Sock'em Robots, the movie.
Basically, that's what it is. It's called Real Steel. And it's the capable, robots. They toss into a ring, and the guys are on the outside of the ring, and they have the robots fight from their movements and whatnot. I have to say, look out Transformers, because the trailer blew my mind as soon as I saw it. It was absolutely amazing.
And it's Hugh Jackman.
And Hugh Jackman, yeah, exactly. He does an awesome job.
Listen, while X-Men Origins
was a little crappy, but Hugh Jackman still was able to pull it off.
Yes.
All right, well, you guys are going to laugh at me, because I got 3 that are coming out this summer.
All right.
Captain America.
Okay.
Smurfs.
Oh. You know what? You want me to come across the table? I really will.
Listen, okay. I would disagree if not for the fact that Neil Patrick Harris is in this movie. And I'm sorry, but Neil Patrick Harris doesn't do shit films. I have a feeling that this is going to be good. Plus,
I grew up a Smurf fan. I actually have the little plastic ones, which I forgot are in a nostalgia show.
Yeah.
I have those at home.
Plus, what's the actor's name? The one that was in Night in the Museum 2, who plays Mo Sizlak on The Simpsons.
Azaria.
Hank Azaria as Gargamel?
Yeah.
He actually looks good in this film.
And Katy Perry does the voice of, whatever her name is.
The only girl Smurf.
Smurfette.
Smurfette, yeah.
Well, I have to say, I have not seen a preview for this movie, so...
It actually looks decent.
Why do you think it looks good?
Well, they get sucked into the human world and everything. I mean, it just looks like it could be funny.
I don't know, man, because kind of the Rocky Bullwinkle movie, that was kind of iffy because they got sucked into the real world.
I liked the Rocky Bullwinkle movie. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people hated that film, but I enjoyed myself because it was in the true spirit of the original cartoon. Well, that's why I loved Speed Racer as well.
I'm going to get a dirty look, at least from Blue, on this one. Harry Potter.
Yep.
I'll kill you!
Ladies and gentlemen, Anvil watched all 7 of the movies so far and actually liked them.
I got called out by a fan saying, how am I supposed to be a movie reviewer if I know nothing about Harry Potter? So just to shut him up, I watched all the movies and they're not bad.
I feel bad for you. I mean, I've watched it myself, but it was because there was nothing else on, and I wanted to see what the hell was so great about this Harry Potter. I mean, I know I haven't read the books. I mean, I own one of the books, but apparently it's like the third one. And I was just like, I just don't want to even thumb through it because of how crappy it is.
Now that I've been pulled in as far as I have, it's like, why cut off with one last one to go?
Yeah.
Even if I didn't like it at all, you still need to see what the finish is like.
Yeah.
But it's not bad.
I mean, look at Ralph Fiennes as Voldemort. The dude from In Bruges, I'm sorry. Harry Potter, you're an inanimate fucking object.
Truthfully, like, this is, when it comes to this movie, I'm not going to run out and buy the collection.
But you can ridicule the living hell out of it.
Yes, I can.
Yep.
Right.
But I don't completely hate it either. Because at least the effects were kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
I do have to put one aspect that made me love the movie. A little bit more. And the scene where Voldemort first comes back.
Yep.
The dude from Twilight, the vampire that sparkles, they kill him.
Yep, Robert Patterson.
Watching Robert Patterson die, I'm like, okay, Harry Potter got some credit in my book. They killed the sparkly vampire.
Yep. That's correct. I forgot about that.
Yep. When I saw him, I'm like, no. And then they kill him, like, yes! Kill the sparkly vampire. I know Blue Pens are going to see the next Twilight.
Oh, you know it. You know it.
Yep. Featuring original music by Randy Newman. Sparkling vampire, sparkling bright, sparkling gently.
Excuse me while I borrow this pen so I can stab him. Alright.
I'll bring him closer.
Yes, come here. Just come here. Right into the jugular. Come on.
I got
it. I'm sorry, but Pollen Storm's impersonation of Randy Newman doing the love theme for Passion of the Christ is one of the funniest things ever.
Oh, that's yours.
Yeah!
I tossed it over to him on my ear. Get your bludgeoning device back.
So, Blodic, you saw a movie too.
No. I saw a movie.
Proud for you.
Yeah, grazie. Anyways, bad teacher. Yes, very, very bad teacher.
Just bank teacher?
Now, is this a sequel to Bad Santa?
No, not at all. Even though there is Christmas kind of type things, like where the, you know, she's basically lonely, and she's kind of in Scrooge mode, and one of the families invite her over to get food and whatnot. She was trying to just look for a lighter to, you know, smoke some pot.
Yep.
Because apparently her lighter wasn't working because she was trying to light up her bong. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how bad this teacher was. Apparently what it was is, I want to call Cameron Diaz's character a gold digger. She is basically one of those people that she's coming out at the end of her little teacher career and whatnot. And the thing that's going on with it is she's, it's coming to the end of the thing. She's only worked the teacher job for 1 year. I don't know how you could get into a job like that with 1 year of teaching and be able to get out so easily or even get into the job as she did.
Yeah.
She wasn't even considered like a substitute teacher. She was the actual teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets in. And the whole thing about that is she's trying to get out, and apparently her husband figures out that she's a gold digger.
Yep.
And everything that happens with the gold digging and whatnot, she gets kicked out. So she's living in a crappy apartment with this guy, and she ends up teaching still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got one of those stories that it kind of goes in a haywire, more or less. I have to say with her, she's all about the expensive things. And Justin Timberlake comes into the picture as a substitute teacher.
Yeah.
And she notices his watch.
Yeah.
And the watch is one of those really expensive ones.
Yeah.
Apparently his parents own the company and she's trying to go after him. But her, I guess, the other teacher is named Amy Squirrel, played by Lucy Punch, which she kind of... And she's beautiful, but when she was in this picture, she kind of like, I had cringing moments, like, when I saw her. Because
she was kind of in skank
mode? Like, her face just, it was like, But apparently what it was is, with Justin Timberlake's character, he was about women with big hearts.
Okay.
If you get my quotations of that, it's more or less big breast. Yeah, he was after that because of the fact, and that's what sets Cameron Diaz on this whole, oh yeah, we've got to, you know, I got to make money and stuff like that so I can get a, you know, a boob job. So I can get, you know, Justin Timberlake to like me. Yeah. So next to that, she's doing everything she possibly can, and then she finds out about the you getting like $5,700 or something like that if you're the top teacher in the district.
Yeah.
For the whole testing thing. It's kind of like how we had the MCAS. So if you had the highest score and stuff like that, she'd get the amount.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole part where she goes and seduces the guy. And of course, he's the, what's his name from Reno 911?
Jason Segel? Or No, I'm thinking of someone else.
The main guy, I can't remember.
Lieutenant Dangle?
Yeah, Lieutenant Dangle. Is it Dave Allen, I think? I'm not sure. But apparently she tricked him to get him back to the office, get him drunk and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And it just went on from there. It was a pretty clever movie. There was some dry parts.
Yeah.
I felt that they didn't use Jason Segel as much as they could have.
Yeah.
Like, he was kind of like the background character. He was kind of like the catch man. He's like, he's the one that you knew was going to kind of pick up the pieces later on.
Yep.
So I have to say that altogether, this movie, I gave it a 4.2 out of 5.
4.2 out of 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know that right now on IMDb they're 6.1, but I think this was a respectable movie, and plus it was kicking some ass on the box office. It beat out Cars 2.
No, it didn't.
That's what I was hearing from the news that I got.
Well, it didn't beat it in the box office.
Really?
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 Are you sure?
Yes.
Really?
Damn it.
Well, I saw this movie and the duck was in it. They shot him.
Already?
Yep.
Damn.
It opened up. Dinner. I'm kidding. No ducks were harmed during the filming of this movie?
Unless it's Dick Cheney.
No, then it's just everybody around him. It's the people, not the animals.
That's what I'm saying, Dick Cheney. Because of the fact that if a duck's flying around or a pigeon, he's not gonna hit it. Everybody else is gonna get screwed.
Of course. Alright, so I saw, you know, the newer True Grit, which I thought was absolutely phenomenal. Which has Matt Damon, Jeff Bridges, and Little Girl. I don't know who Little Girl is, but she's a little girl. She's 14. She plays Maddie Ross. Her daddy was killed by Tom Chaney.
Haley Steinfeld.
Thank you. It was Haley Steinfeld.
And then Tom Chaney.
Who I think was robbed of an Oscar because she was really good in this movie.
Yes, she was. She was absolutely phenomenal.
Tom Chaney's played by Josh Brolin.
Yes. So, it's the whole hunt process, and our good friend Jeff Bridges plays a drunkard, as they call them. And basically, you take a look at the movie. You have U.S. Marshal. Matt Damon plays a Texas Ranger.
Yep.
And a little girl. They're separating. Starts off with some really cool hangings, which, mm-hmm. You know, you can see the time of day it was, because there were three men, two white guys and you know, Native American, and they sit there and they let the two white guys plead the case. And the Native
American goes, before I die, I want to take
back on the head.
Oh.
And this poor girl, her first night in town, is sleeping at the funeral parlor with these dead bodies. She was told she could sleep in a casket.
Yep.
Creepy.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But as they go through, they hunt. Rough moments with the group. Some really cool killings. Graphics could have been better.
I think they wanted to add on to the realism of it.
True, I think so. And they wanted to still keep the homage to the old movie with John Wayne.
Yep.
Now, I love this movie. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think anybody could top John Wayne.
It's weird because I was watching this thing on Nostalgia Critic doing the versus, putting two movies back to back, and they decided that Jeff Bridges' Cogburn was better than John Wayne's Cogburn.
Alright. The way he portrayed Cogburn, yes. But the authority that John Wayne carried to the character. If you could take John Wayne and mix him with Jeff Bridges, you'd have the best character in the entire world. Because trust me, there's certain, and the way that John Wayne talks, I'm sorry.
So if you call it Widges, Wayne and Bridges. Widges.
Oh, Lord. Did you just call it Widges?
okay.
And at the very end, they
I
come
kill
together.
You.
Cogburn, you know, saves little Matty Ross, kills a horse, and carries her.
It sounds like he's just randomly killing a horse now. Just like, yep. He saves a girl, and then apparently he just had to kill a horse.
That's right.
Yep.
Now, she'd been bitten by a rattler.
Oh, okay. Now that explains it.
Why, he killed the horse?
Yeah.
The horse wasn't bit by the rattler. The girl was bit by a rattler.
Okay, so he killed the horse because of the rattler.
That's right.
I'm confused.
Okay. Because the horse was tired out.
I cannot explain it. I got this. Right there. See, I'm blocking the duck. Okay. Now, basically, what happens is he tries to save the little girl's life. Because, you know, he sucked up some of the poison, but he still has to get her to a doctor. So they ride the horse as hard as he can. He actually stabs the horse at one point to keep it going further, but horse just couldn't go on any longer and collapsed, so he had to kill the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Gets her to help, and it basically, at the very end, ends with her talking. And she says that she wakes up. And apparently, Cogburn stayed with her until she was out of the clear, but they had to amputate the arm.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And then goes to the future. And
spoiler alerts, by the way.
Flying cars.
Who cares? It's not a spoiler alert. I don't ruin much. How do you know? I might take that part out of there.
All right, go on.
Cogburn retires as a marshal and goes to a Western show. I know he's getting mad at me.
What is that? It's one of those Wild West stupid shows or something like that?
Yeah,
like the Buffalo Bill type
of
thing.
Man,
and it travels around.
And
Oakley.
Well, she goes to see him, shows up the show, and basically it ends like that. But she never sees Matt Damon's character again.
Matt Damon.
And actually never hears from him again after they leave him behind.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you give it?
Wait, I'm not done yet.
Give it rating!
We're 30 minutes into the show.
4.
Okay.
Out of 5. I really thoroughly enjoyed the movie. But I still like John Wayne's. But I'll put them both as equals. Because Jeff Bridges really did do a great job.
Yeah. He's a great
actor.
I touched
a foot.
What?
Who just touched my foot?
How would you know that, anyways?
My foot is over here.
Oh, no. I was talking to King Billy Duck. I was saying, how would you know that? But, okay. Yeah, it was my foot.
Okay. Sorry. It felt weird.
Okay.
Video games.
All right. So, I tried out the Uncharted 3 multiplayer beta, which was an exclusive to PlayStation 3.
Listen. You. All right? I didn't say it, but you. All right? Because of the fact that Mr. I'm good PlayStation, and I can play Uncharted 3.
Now, for this online beta, they had 2 maps. They had the Chateau and the Airship. The Airship I found to be the most fun because you start off in a takeoff battle. Like, you're in, like, the actual, like, the butt of the plane, shooting at the bad guys who are trying to drive up inside of it. And then after that, you're basically battling it out in one of the hangars. Then from a beta standpoint, it's looking really good so far. Like, the graphics are really up to par, but it's kind of funny whenever you're on the hero team, it's just a bunch of Nathan Drakes. So it's like one Nathan Drake here, one other Nathan Drake there, another Nathan Drake there. Whereas when you're like the other side, the bad guy side, there are the different types of villains you can choose from.
Okay.
I will say that aiming in this game is still a little bit rough. Like, it took me a few minutes to really... Yeah, question.
Third or first?
Third person.
That's... I still have an issue with that every time.
You haven't... Why do you have an issue with third person?
Because of the fact of the mounting of where the camera is makes all the difference.
Yeah.
If it's posted over their right shoulder or left shoulder or straight back behind them, it can make the game totally different from what they're trying to provide to you.
Well, what you have to do in this game, though, it's like you have to be in third person to do some of this stuff.
Yeah, well, to see some of the clips. But I think they should make these games now optional where you could do first person or switch to third person or whatever other setup that you could put up on that.
Mm-hmm. But this online multiplayer beta is going to be going on for the rest of, I think, for the next 3 weeks. I'm having a lot of fun with it. A lot of douchey online players, though.
You'll never escape that.
I think never. Someone's already figured out how to, like, you know, cheat in the game.
They've got modded controllers and stuff like that, so they'll always figure out something to you know, do something to it.
I'm sorry, but they need to make those modded controllers illegal.
Or, well, not illegal, but they've got to do a program system where they can shut them down or something along those lines, because of the fact that it's been really affecting games lately. Like, I was playing Need for Speed the other day, and apparently somebody had the modded controller, and I was just about to slam them into the wall. Their car disappears under the ground. Yeah, so, really. Wow. It's getting to that point where it's getting really annoying. The person raced the whole thing with, like, this much health on their car. Mm-hmm. And I could see the health bar because it's right around above the road, but yet they were down below it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it gets kind of annoying, and it ruins the games for everybody.
I know, and I totally agree with you on this.
You would be complaining if you had one.
No, I wouldn't have one. I would have already probably broken it because I feel that it's not proper. It's not. I don't like that whole concept of cheating. If I'm going to put you into the wall and you can drop under the ground, screw that.
It's terrible. But altogether for this online multiplayer beta, I have to give a 4.8 out of 5.
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of fun. I'm going to be trying out all the other ones. I think they're going to be releasing a couple new levels for you to play in a couple other places and a couple other characters and more weapons. So I'll see how it goes.
All right, that's good.
Now, you play the new Double Fine game.
Yes, Double Fine, it's basically, I want to call it a retroactive game, or, well, no, a retro game, because of the fact of what it is it's supposed to be kind of like World War I to World War II, somewhere around there. The game is called Trenched.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of an interesting setup, because of the fact that the guys are listening into a radio transmission, and everybody dies in the room besides these two guys. And one guy gets the capabilities of creating mechanized, you know, soldiers for the ones, especially the people that, you know, have gotten injured in war that can't walk anymore.
Yeah.
And they decided to turn that around and turn these big vehicles that you can customize. And I love the customization on this game, because you can put anything from, like, sniper cannons, artillery, machine guns, shotguns, grenade launchers, and these other things, I can't remember the name of them right off the top of the head, but it sends out radio waves and it disrupts the enemy that comes in. This is basically kind of a tower game. Is that what it is? Because of the fact that or a swarm game, as I want to call it.
It looks like a mix of Mecha Warrior with, like, a nod to the classics of World War II.
Yeah, I mean that and Chrome Hounds. But for the most part, what it is. You're set up where you can actually call in gun turrets, and when the gun turrets come down, they could either... There's repairing turrets, high explosive ones, or just regular machine guns and flak, so you could take out flying objects and whatnot. It's a very different game, and the beauty of it is, yes, you could play alone, but I suggest not to, because you'll do very, very sucky. It's one of those games where you need kind of a team operation because of the swarm factor.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Gears of War when you play against the swarm game in that sense. Ooh. Where, you know, you have them coming after you, along with Halo, the actual swarm from Halo. You know, that you really got to take... If you've got one side of your, you know, is stronger than the other, they're going to go on that side, and then they'll just take over the other side, the stronger side of your flank. And believe me, it's a tough game, but I have to say, because of the creativeness of the game, the other side is called Tube, more or less. And the Tubes have these monsters that come out, and there's multiple monsters.
Yeah,
there's the really cool ones that are blue and whatnot, and they either run up to you and start scratching, or otherwise they have the red ones that are explosive. They run up and they blow up. Then there's the ones that actually shoot laser, like this, kind of like a plasma to take on.
Okay.
Yeah, but for the most part, all together, this game, you know, for 1,200 Xbox Live points, it was worth it. If you can try the demo, I would highly suggest
it. And they have, and it's a great demo. It kind of gives that sort of nod to those, like, old school comic books. Like a blend of the war comics and a bit of the space age ones with some of the weapons that you got to choose from.
Now, the rating I gave for it is a 4.8 out of 5. It's not perfect because of the fact that I have dealt with issues with the online play, where the game has froze, or it's been kind of janky because other people's internet connections suck.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you get your friends in on it and they and you know that they have good internet connections and whatnot, you'll be loving this game. I mean, it's kind of hard to play it all the way through if you're just joining online and playing with whoever.
Yeah.
And if you're able to have the time to play the whole game through, then it, then you're all set. You can get gold almost every round.
How many levels are there, by the way?
I'm not exactly sure. That's the only problem is because of how they did their map setups, it's kind of hard to say. They start off in Europe, and then that drops down about 3. The next one would be Africa, and that drops down about 5. So it's different levels that drop down, and there's either more or less, depending on what's the level.
Okay.
But it does have a great, you know, it's a great game altogether, I have to say.
Yeah. All right. Well, another demo that just came up for a game that's not even coming out until November, Sonic Generations. And this is a game I actually got to demo as well at E3. And it was the same level, but I also had the opportunity to play it in the third-person 3D version.
Yep.
Now, when I played it at E3, there was a bit of a problem with television. Like, it would take literally a second to see what was happening on the screen compared to what I was hearing. Like, the sound, like, it was off by 1 second. I think it was, like, a problem with the way it was connected to the television.
Okay.
So, playing it on here, I still notice another problem with the jumping. There is a huge lag now, in regards to jumping.
I'm sorry, is that the PS3 version or the Xbox?
Xbox.
Okay. I was not finding that lag issue when I played it, but I did find that I think I was going to suffer some motion sickness because of how fast the play was.
Well, it's just like how it used to be.
Mm-hmm. No. When you used to play it, you were able to see all of the background and stuff like that move. This one, I felt like I saw major skipping of the actual, you know, it was kind of like playing the Duke Nukem 3D game.
Yes.
When they released it on the Xbox, and when everything moved, the background wasn't moving properly, and it was just, it made you think that you're on a merry-go-round, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I feel that it's, you know, they could have probably done a better job on that. I do feel that the 3D aspect of the game is pretty sick.
Yeah, it reminds me of what it was with Sonic Colors.
Yeah. They did a great job with that, but for the actual concept of not playing into people's refreshing rate on their TVs and whatnot,
yes,
that's probably one of the biggest issues, is they probably they're going to have a setting to have it set up once you figure out what your TV's capabilities are, to set it to the lowest or the highest, because you're going to probably lose a lot of aspect of the game.
Yeah, I found it was a little bit difficult to both collect rings and even destroy the robots that were in there. A lot more difficult than usual.
That's the only problem, was I actually beat the level that they gave you in, like, 5 minutes. Like, I did it, it felt like 2 seconds almost, because of, like, the speed that I was going out.
Dude, I did it half the time.
Well, I don't know, it felt like it was not that long, I mean, I can't even remember.
Well,
more or less,
like
all
I said, this game doesn't come out until November, so they're still working on it. So
yeah, so hopefully with what we're saying, they'll get to them and they'll fix it and whatnot.
Right.
But
and Anvil got to play it as well. What were your thoughts on it?
Jump lag, too fast. Graphics could have been better. And I mean, you saw it. I collected all those rings, and I'm jumping through midair, and all of a sudden I lose them all.
Well, that's how it used to be in the old games.
Yeah, but I didn't get touched by nothing.
Yeah, you got touched by one of the robots.
Yeah, but I had already hit jump. Shouldn't count. I had jumped 3 times before it happened. Yeah.
Well, my rating on this sucker right now is 3 out of 5. I gave it somewhat respectable.
I gave it a 3.7 out of 5.
Yeah. I gave it a 2.5.
I didn't play it, so I can't give it any rating.
Right.
Good answer.
Thank you.
Now, one of the other demos that came out that we played was Lucha Fury. And I'm sorry, but I like a game where you have the option to beat up a mariachi band in the background.
Yep. Yeah, but you couldn't kill him.
I know.
You just couldn't kill him.
It was disappointing.
It's like, they're like, and at least that stopped that part of the song, so you could actually almost make your own beat. It was great.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So what I wonder is, this energy drink that the bad guy stole, is this like the drugs or the steroids that the luchadors would drink?
I want to say yes. I want to say that it is their roids, basically, because they were all jacked up besides the big guy. The big guy was just kind of fat.
Yeah.
And the girl was super skinny and probably overly strong, but yeah, I felt that the game design, it felt like it was trying to be Shank,
Well,
but on a different level.
I was thinking more of like old school, like Streets of Rage and the classic Ninja Turtles arcade game.
Classic, yeah, Ninja Turtles, the Simpsons game, yeah, yeah.
Not everything worked properly either.
No.
Yeah.
No, I had a hell of a time trying to beat the boss, the guy with the big bell peppers. And
I found that easy.
I was able... No, well, that was the issue that I was having was when I was playing him, you know how the fact that you have to catch him when he's, like, tossing the pepper punch him in the stomach so it goes out his ass end.
Yeah.
Every time I did that, after the first three times of taking him out and him running to the barrels, I couldn't take care of him after that. It just wouldn't work, and then it crapped out. It said, oh, yeah, you're done with the game. Wait a second, what do you mean I'm done with the game? I didn't kill the guy. So
really?
Yeah, that's what it basically did on me, and I was just like, okay, screw this.
See, I made it to the second boss, but what I found weird was like, okay, you can add those new moves, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go to do the splat, and it wouldn't let me splat. It's like, wait, how do you give me this new move to take care of groups, but it's not working?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I'll walk down the street, and nobody there, and all of a sudden I'll splat. I'm like, what?
And, well, you see, like, I enjoyed a little bit here and there of this game because it kind of reminded me of this old cartoon we used to watch called Mucha Lucha.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, this is basically the adult version of it.
Yeah, it's when Ricochet and Buena Girl and Ziffly grow up.
Really?
And what happens afterwards.
Do you remember all this stuff?
Dude, that was one of those cool cartoons. Johnny Depp played the evil toilet.
He would play an evil toilet.
Oh, man. Stuff that they
let's
go
move
through.
On.
Anyways, well yeah. For this demo, I gave it a 2.5 out of 5 for the demo.
I gave it a negative 0, 2 thumbs down, and the middle finger's up.
I think I'm going to go with Blue on this one.
Okay.
Especially with, you know, 2 thumbs down and the 2 middle finger's up.
Because it seemed like it was just one of those games that, oh, yeah, this seemed like a good idea at the time. No, it wasn't. I think it depends on the person that you're trying to sell it to, and I'm not sure everybody is a Lucha Mexican wrestling fan, as you could say, mm-hmm. But, I mean, next to that, I feel that this is one of the low-end arcade games that you could find on Xbox or PSN.
Okay.
I mean, truthfully, if you're bored, I'd play it, but
really have to be really, really bored. Like, I've already beat all my games that are over there in a pile of 50, yeah. That's how you have to play the game.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's move on to sports.
Sports! Alright. What happened in sports this week, huh? NFL's already done this, but the NBA locked out.
Yep.
So we're not going to have basketball this year unless they pull their heads out of their butts, just like the NFL needs to.
Yeah. What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Well, I don't know. A year without Kobe and LeBron...
Well, I'm okay with no Kobe and LeBron.
Yeah, but then you got
we don't have no Celtics.
And, yeah, and then you know what that means, because if there's a lockout, then next year they become free agents and they could be gone. So or the window of winning a championship, you know, could be over for a while. You know, so
yeah,
it's a pretty big deal. You know, unless we get Dwight Howard, but I don't know if that's going to happen. So it's gonna be tough. You know, you have to watch a lot of tennis.
Nope.
Some golf?
Nope.
I'll be watching those
sports. Curling.
Yeah.
Field hockey.
Field hockey's not even on TV, is it?
Yeah. Yes.
It is?
But there's nothing wrong with curling.
How about lacrosse?
Yeah.
I think that's what we're going to have to do, seeing the fact that...
College football, another one.
Well, college football. At least you got the college sports, basically.
Wait.
But as a backup, I think we should bring lacrosse out to the limelight right now and make it one of those high-end sports right now because of the fact that you're going to have both football and basketball out of the friggin' spotlight.
And mm-hmm. I believe baseball's collective bargaining agreement ends at the end of the year and hockey's ends next year.
Who the hell set this up? Wow. Like, what friggin' stupid moron was like, let's figure out when we can end this so we can start new collective bargaining agreements and screw everybody over.
They're gonna start showing, like, middle school games on TV.
We'll get peewee football.
Look at the mighty My Little Bastard go! Damn, he's gonna be huge when he's older!
Come on, next on ESPN, Wyoming Little League Baseball.
Yeah!
And great. The final score was 10-7.
And look at those children crying there. Their dreams have been crushed.
Look at that handoff. Perfect handoff.
But they're still giving them all trophies because everybody's equal. And this is the douchiest thing ever.
Yeah, we have to do some, sad thing about this one is little Timmy needs to get some steroids, because he needs to be as big as the sports stars that they're trying to be.
Here we go. And for the Wyoming Little League draft, we select Jimmy Johnson, still in his mother's womb, as a prospect. She comes up, yes, you were selected.
Splat.
Yeah, yikes.
Whoops, miscarriage. Oh
dude.
Oh, really? Wow. No, come on.
This is a family show.
What family show? Anyways,
my brother watches it with my nephew.
It's one of those things where it's, what the hell are you talking about?
My brother watches this show with my nephew.
Well, that's
a family show.
Yeah, right. Anyways. Yeah.
What?
But it's going to get to that point where it's... We're going to be watching maybe polo now?
Wait. Sorry.
I got to text my message real quick.
I'm sorry.
No, I think rugby is going to be one of those games that takes over.
Ooh, yes. Rugby would definitely be a lot better. Because I feel like it's a bit more exciting than
rugby.
NFL.
And rugby is pretty fast-paced.
We're in trouble, everybody.
Why? What were we in trouble for?
Little League's collective bargaining agreement just ended.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
They're in lockout.
The second graders.
They demand more pizza parties. And more Chuck E. Cheese.
And they think that they should get more pitches of soda. And tokens.
And bigger trophies, even when they lose.
They said, why should we get 10 tokens when we can get 20?
Well, the owners, I heard, were going to give them wedgies.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's going to be rough.
Holy crap, they've got a women's friggin' rugby squad.
No, dude.
They do, and I know they
did. For America.
Wait, for America?
I have to say this. I know what football I'm going to be watching this year.
What?
The lingerie football.
That's right.
Hell yeah!
Nice.
High five. See, he's not going to watch it. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
He's like...
Because I don't have MTV2. That's why I can't watch it.
I'll
put that on Dobie. You can go over to my house anytime.
Yeah, I'll sit there in front of my TV, take a picture. Hey, dude, guess what I'm doing? What? I hate you.
Wait, I heard that, what's her name, Katie? Is going to be playing in it?
Really? Really?
Yes.
Ouch.
But he can't watch it, so.
Championships.
He wants to watch all of my
National teams. There we go.
So, okay. NBA lockout.
Yes.
How can we solve this quickly? How can they solve it quickly?
Right? Yeah, who is one of the key factors of this issue? Apparently because of the fact that there's always the key factor in the football.
Kyrie is from Minnesota. They're all being Jewish.
Oh!
Oh my god.
What?
I heard that.
Well, you did a bad job with covering your ears.
No, you ever hear the joke? When they can't split the money? And Pizam, back in the 80s when the NFL had a lockout, the lawyer that was putting it together wasn't doing it properly. He's like, what? I'm Jewish. So it became the joke.
I'll forgive you this one time.
That's why I wanted you to cover your ears, because I knew you probably wouldn't have a clue about that old joke. But you could tell. That was actually...
So we can blame it on him?
Yeah.
No! What are you talking about?
Not you! The guy back in the 80s!
Oh, alright.
The guy back in the 80s.
Okay. Until he dies, we can tease him.
Yeah. Okay.
He is dead, but I can't talk about how he died.
But for the most part, it's one of those things where we're kind of suffering here because, Boston is going to feel the brunt of this because we're going to be like, hey, it's the Celtics? Oh, right, yeah. Hey, what about the damn it! Damn!
And then we have a chance this next
year. I need some violent sports right now!
Well, we do have cage fighting.
I think rollerball is going to come back.
Actually, I do have a friend that does rollerball.
No, I'm saying, but it's going to be coming back in a national sense.
Right, roller derby. I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
Well, you remember Trisha from the bar?
Yeah.
She does it.
No kidding.
Yeah. I ran the roller
derby. She's hardcore. I like her. Catching.
Yeah, there's Boston Roller Derby, see?
Yeah.
The Boston Derby Dames.
Wait, did you actually just look at your watch before saying catching?
Catching.
See, the Boston Derby Dames.
Yeah.
This will start becoming...
Wait, then we've got the, what do you call it there? The female football team there.
Oh, the militia.
Yeah, the militia. Yes, hell yeah. Militia.
We can look into that.
But still, it's not the same.
Yeah.
All right, well, there is a couple of other things going on in sports. The Red Sox did beat the Astros last night, 10-4.
That's not much to brag about, man.
Really, Astros?
Astros.
But... they won three in a row. You know, they Navarro hit his first home run for the Red Sox, which was pretty good. Darnell McDonald hit a three-run homer. Andrew Miller pitched well again, and it's still...
But it's still the Astros,
but,
man.
But they still got to keep winning. The Yankees keep winning, you know?
Yes, but...
I know it's not... You're not playing, like, you know, the best team in the world, but, you know
the
mean?
Worst team in the league? Astros are definitely down there.
It's almost like the Detroit Lions, basically.
Yeah. No, you can't say that anymore. Detroit's been winning. They almost made the playoffs.
They're still not good.
They had Stafford, so.
And, you know, Dominican Sue just destroyed.
Yeah. And we got back at tomorrow, today, so.
What time is the game today?
2 o'clock.
Ooh, I might watch that game. At 2 o'clock.
I might
two
watch
o'clock.
That game.
2 o'clock?
Yep.
2 o'clock today.
I keep asking that like 5 million times.
That's what you do.
Is that at Boston?
No.
Okay, good. Because the weather might be playing.
There's a huge difference right there.
I'm gonna just not answer the question, all right?
He's like, I'm ignoring you now.
All right. And then the two other things going on is that...
It's at 2 o'clock. No.
Okay. All right.
I was like, what's this?
I'll punch you in the face pretty soon. Okay. For the World Cup, U.S. beat Colombia. Okay, get punched. Okay, I get it. They advanced to the quarterfinals. And since they are the number one seed, it's good that they're playing well and... You know, they're expected to win it all, so I hope that they can, you know, do America proud and win. So, that is obviously awesome. And then in Wimbledon, Sharapova lost to, I'm going to try and pronounce his name as best I can.
Just botch it.
Kvitova in straight sets. And the 21-year-old was playing in her first finals in a major, and also she's only the third lefty to win in Wimbledon. So
third lefty?
Yep.
Okay.
So no one really knows who she is, but you know, Sharapova did lose, and this girl is probably going to be good for a while. So that's tennis wrap up.
Yeah.
And didn't Rafael Nadal lose as well?
No, he is playing Djokovic in the finals for the men, and the only person to beat Djokovic in the last like 43 matches was Nadal, but Nadal obviously has been tearing it up as well. So The only person I think that has a chance, really, of beating Nadal would be Djokovic. So it should be a great, great match.
Oh, I thought I saw that Nadal had lost. That's why
he got injured during a match, but then he came back and won a couple rounds ago.
And who was it? Oh, Federer.
Federer lost. Okay. Fed lost. Yeah.
Yeah, he was up surprise. Like 2 games to none.
He
and
lost.
Then, like, lost
this guy Tsonga. Yeah.
Tsonga. Yeah. Okay. I just got Nadal and Federer.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm not a tennis person. You should be impressed that you know those two. We all know Sharapova.
Yes.
Last night, there was some fights last night, but I'm only going to touch on one because, truthfully, I wasn't happy with the outcome. It was Dominic Cruz versus Uriah Faber for the bantamweight title, and Cruz wound up beating Faber by decision. Truthfully, I don't feel too confident with that choice, but I'm not a judge. Well...
You are a judge. Wait a second.
Crap. How come my vote wasn't taken?
Because you shot again?
You forgot his gavel at home.
Actually, no, it's in my bag.
I don't want to hear anything about anybody's bag right now, man.
He's like, damn, he is right.
Go on.
That's it.
That's right.
I just gave my opinion.
Oh, okay.
That was my opinion.
All right.
That's very bad judging.
Okay.
By non-judges. Who just, call themselves judge without being a judge.
Okay, then.
Jerks.
So, shall we move on to music?
Yes, please.
Who listened to music this week?
I did.
We did, yes. Well, first off, this past Thursday, a friend of mine, we went and saw the group Matt and Kim in concert. Now, there were two opening acts. Well, one of them played before the show and in between the two main people. His name is Autobot, and he's from this, remix group called Flostradamus. And he remixed a bunch of tracks together huge crowds, and everyone was dancing and going crazy, shaking their ass and watching themselves. Actually, no. Wait, I'm sorry. But this crowd here were shaking their ass, but they weren't watching themselves. And that was a big problem.
I thought you said washing themselves.
Watching!
Like, why are they washing themselves at a concert?
No, watch. No, shake that ass, watch yourself. They weren't doing the second part. And it was pissing myself and my friend off. We actually had to walk to, like, the right side of the bar to watch the rest of the show because there was too much of the bumping and grinding.
So what was that? It wasn't Paris Hilton?
With, from Dudes.
Oh. I thought it was Paris Hilton.
No. What kind of club were you at?
House of Blues.
Apparently they turned it into a gay club.
House of Blue Balls?
Yes.
Oh, there were a lot of hot girls there too, but unfortunately it was the dudes that were doing the bumping and grinding.
Oh.
And then I look to my left and there's a dude smoking a joint and I'm like, I'm out of this crowd. So,
like, oh, yeah,
to your right. There's some really horrible stuff going on to the right.
All the time.
So the first band that comes on, they're called The Thermals, and they're a band from Portland. They have 5 albums out. They really haven't made it into the mainstream yet, but I have a feeling that after this show, I can see them headlining their own gigs. They were really good. They were feared greatly by the crowd, and I think the next time they come around, they should be able to sell out the House of Blues, no problem.
Nice.
Then, you know, Flostradamus came out again to do a little mixing, and then all of a sudden you start to hear the song from the first Rocky movie. The da 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 da
da. Oh no! Why?
And then all of a sudden, here comes Matt and Kim, and the crowd goes nuts.
Yeah.
And I love how they have a little set. Matt has his keyboard, and Kim's got her drums. They're literally like joined together.
Nice.
So it's like they are a unity. And what was cool about the show is Matt's from Vermont, Kim is from Rhode Island, so this Boston show is sort of like an in-between homecoming for the two of them. And they had their whole family up in the crowd too. And they want to show them what kind of audience they play to. And dude, the crowd was nuts. Like, they threw balloons into the crowd, had the crowd blow up the balloons themselves, and then, like, at the right cue, everyone throws them up all in the air, and it was like a huge super party going on. They played a lot of their favorites, like Lessons Learned, Cameras, Daylight, Yeah Yeah, Northeast, Turn This Boat Around, and a couple others. But in a couple of in-between segments, you start hearing some familiar tunes.
Okay.
You start hearing do, 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 do. Do 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 do. You.
Oh no!
God, what I need. Would you say he's just a friend? Would you say he's just a friend? Whoa, baby, you.
You're scaring our viewers.
I know. I'm scaring everyone.
All of our viewers should sign off.
They played Ludacris's Move. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. And
the final countdown.
Yep, they played Final Countdown. And there was one instance where they had Kim go out into the audience and do this.
What is it?
Crowd surf.
Not just crowd surf. She's standing up and...
And?
She's got a couple strong people on there. She's standing, and she starts booty dancing on top of the crowd.
I guess that's the way to do it, man. That is the way to do it.
It was nuts. It was kind of reminiscent of, I don't know if you've ever seen the old video of Iggy Pop with the Stooges performing, and he stands on top of the crowd and starts smearing peanut butter all over his chest.
I don't know if I want to recall that coming in my head, but no.
I just got an image of Iggy Pop rubbing peanut butter on himself. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
What
the hell, King?
And the second to the last song, they had all the guys, all the men, they had them take off the shirts so the women can see what they're working for, and, you know, start swinging them around like this. And you know what? I joined in on it because it was a lot of fun.
You would. You fucking would.
No, it was the first time I went topless for a concert. I'm sorry! They were all out and everywhere.
All those poor people had to see those nipples.
Exactly. Wait, I thought the same.
Is topless supposed to be for a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I've done it a bunch of times.
This is my first time doing it.
And I hate a little while ago, so I'm just trying to keep it down. Seriously? Stop?
It's okay. But I gotta say, definitely one of the most insane shows I've ever been to. The crowd was a little bit...
Crazy
and stupid. Like I said, they really didn't take effect of what was going on in their surroundings. They couldn't really give much of a crap, and it kind of ruined it for some people here and there. But it was definitely a fun show, and after seeing this, I would like to see them do a show at the TD Garden on New Year's Eve. I think they would do a phenomenal show.
Wait, I have a question. Did any of the songs they play, are they new songs? Or they
They're promoting their recent album, okay. Sidewalks, okay. Which is a great album, by the way.
The next one's going to be Streets.
Dude, the British hip-hop singer.
I know.
Never mind, it was a joke. This one was called Sidewalks. After a sidewalk, there's a street.
Well, they've already did the song, We Were Walking Grand Street at Daylight.
Okay.
So, let's talk about a new up-and-coming band.
Called Potato.
Nope, they're called Foster the People, and they just released an album called Torches. And currently, one of their songs is in heavy rotation, Pumped Up Kicks.
Yeah, that one is, I think I've heard it played between AAF and FNX.
Yes.
For the most part. It's a pretty interesting song because of the thing, the main part.
Little kids. With
No. Yeah, because of the Pumped Up Kicks part. I'm talking about the whole fact that it has something to do with a gun.
Yeah,
because of the fact that it says when something about
run, baby, run, outrun my gun.
Yeah, outrun my gun. All the pumped up kids and you've got to run faster than my bullet. You know,
yeah,
stuff like
faster
that.
Faster than my bullet.
Yeah,
I know somebody that thinks they can run faster than a bullet.
Yeah.
Now, how would you describe this type of music? Because I was trying to...
I freaking had an issue with it. It was so hard to figure out, like, their very unique style of their own, like, the...
It's like alternative dance pop. I was thinking, like, Cut Copy meets Peter Bjorn and John.
I was thinking a little bit of, like, because of there was kind of like a... I felt like there was a techno kind of, like, instrumental music in the background.
Yes.
Like, mixed with, like, a garage, like atmosphere, like they were sitting in the garage doing this music. I was like, how the hell could you pull that off, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I felt that there was a couple of my favorite songs, like Don't Stop, The Color on the Walls.
Yeah.
Warrant, because of the fact that I was playing Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, it's kind of like one of the songs that, you know, you want to listen to when you're trying to run away from the police or being a police officer.
Yeah.
And then next to that, yeah, Pumped Up Kids was... It's because that one has... I have been listening to it. Like, sometimes when I'm driving around at work and I have to leave the radio low, that song comes up and I'm like, couple notches. And I'm like, good, it's a good song.
I like Houdini as well.
Yeah, Houdini is a very good song as well. I feel like the whole album was pretty damn good.
Although, I gotta say this. This is their first debut. This is their debut album. Many likable tracks. A good record to bring to any sort of party. But, I'm just curious to see what they do next.
Yeah.
Because, alright, a strong debut. What's gonna happen with their second album?
I wanna call it pulling a Flyleaf, more or less, because the first album was just phenomenal.
Yes.
And Flyleaf came out with the second album, and I felt like one or two songs was alright. But the whole album, like, itself couldn't hold up a friggin', you know, a brick, you know, by itself. It was not strong. It was crap.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that, you know, that might be, like, how Godsmack was. Godsmack created three friggin' awesome albums, and then there was that one, horrible album where they thought it was cool to do motorcycles for that music video, and it just didn't work. And then they came out with Oracle, and Oracle kicks a lot of ass.
Dude, remember when we were at WMWM Salem, there was someone had smashed that Godsmack album on the wall?
Oh, yeah, yep, exactly.
Like, this is crap, what happened?
But, I mean, we still support you, you know, Godsmack and
because the fifth album was really good.
Yeah, we still love you, but it's just, there was that, I guess it has to happen. There has to be that one album that just is like, what the hell were you guys thinking when you're sitting in there?
Right, it's kind of like the last Korn album.
Yeah.
We weren't thinking.
Yes.
Was it kind of like, would you say kind of like grunge rock, or how would you, was it?
Not really.
Not really.
Not even grunge rock. No, okay. It was... It was a garage type. It was like, you know, something that you'd probably walking by and you'd go, hey, that sounds pretty damn good. And you'd,
it's definitely a party
like, sit
album.
There and listen.
Okay. Definitely a party album. I give it a 4.4 out of 5. I think it is a very, very good album.
Very good.
Very yes. good album. And your grade?
My grade is 4.8. Like I said, it's not perfect by any imagination, but it's pretty close to it. It's a pretty, you know, they're very, I think, what, 10 songs all together, and I think yeah. I liked basically 9 or 8 out of the 10.
Yeah.
There was one probably I had an issue with, I just can't remember off the top of my head.
Probably, it might have been Miss You, because it had a bit of a sadder type of feel to it.
Yeah, but there was the love song. There was that love song that I actually liked there, right. you know.
Well, that really, might actually be Miss You.
Really, there's a like...
You like the love song?
There's a love song. He's a good love song. I'm freaking lonely, shut up!
It's not my fault.
It is all your fault, you whore!
You steal all the girls!
You steal all the girls!
I don't know what you're talking about.
He doesn't remember! Okay. I think that's about...
I think I gotta die from dehydration.
I think it's about it for today's show, unless there's anything you guys want to add.
Anybody? Anybody? Mr. Goose, you?
Nah, I'm good.
Anything buggy this week? I think we need an O for fuck's sake.
An O for fuck's sake?
Let anybody? Me... Anybody? Damn!
I have one.
Yes!
I hate people who stereotype because of looks.
Okay, I got one. Yeah, okay. All
because,
right.
unfortunately, we all see how my head is. You know, I like to keep my hair short.
So you're a Nazi?
That's what I got called yesterday.
Okay, how about this one?
I called it at work, too, and it's very insulting. Just because you don't get your way, you judge me.
That is not right, I have to say. That is
how about this one?
Fair.
For the most part, I got this at work, too, right? When I was at work, I was standing outside the door, you know, making sure everything was okay because the little bastards out there and whatnot. And this woman comes up to me asking about the bus schedule. And, of course, she's, you know, Asian. She's probably about around the age of, like, 25 to 30 or something like that. And her mother was with her. And her mother, she was definitely up there in age. And she goes, I thought it was because I was sweating. I was hot. You know, I had a little bit of sweat coming down my side, and she starts going like this. She starts touching her face, and she said something in her language. I didn't know exactly where they were officially from. And I was like, yeah, I know, I'm kind of sweaty and whatnot. And she's like, the daughter goes to answer for it and says, no, no, no. She says that you're very handsome. And I went, okay, wait a second. So she said I'm handsome. Okay, yeah, yeah, all right, thank you very much. You know, that's very nice of you. You're very handsome, and you have straight white teeth and everything like that. I was like, okay, all right, great. I'm getting hit on by an old Asian lady. Yes, yeah. Fantastic. And then she goes, and that's probably why you got the job for being so nice. And I went, I went, okay, then thank you very much, and hopefully you get to market, bastard. Son of a
bitch. You know, like, I notice, like, at work, you know, if I don't have the answer for somebody or somebody can't go do what they want...
I turn to my phone. I have a smartphone.
All right.
We can't have phones out at work.
Oh, well, suck to be you.
All right. Well, why don't we book... Well, we were talking about G.I. Joe, the G.I. Joe movie. Let's bookend this, because I just found news that Adrian Pilecki from the TV show Friday Night Lights will be playing Lady J in the upcoming film G.I. Joe Cobra Strikes, which will also have Channing Tatum and Dwayne Johnson, with a release date of August 10, 2012.
The Rock, really?
Well, that's finally just got officially put up on friggin' IMDb. Like, the this past week I was checking and they were...
Who's The Rock playing?
Doesn't say yet.
That's one of those in conversations, more or less. But yeah, I'm kind of happy that they are bringing it up, because it was one of those things where I've waited for a movie, even though there was some graphical differences, you know, the graphics and whatnot. I felt that it was a good movie, and I wanted them to go on with it. I mean, those
especially
suits,
how it ended.
The suits were friggin' awesome. Those suits were just so cool. Yeah, definitely. Especially being able to run and jump over the train instead of going through it. Thank you, Ripcord.
Yep.
But I'm also...
What happens when a Wayne's brother tries to do something?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I'm also glad that they'll probably have the guy who played Snake Eyes back.
Yeah, they're going to have those two guys back. And him and Storm
Shadow.
No,
they can't have Storm Shadow back. He got killed. Remember?
No, it says right here. Ray Park.
Well, then he's got Ray Parks is Snake Eyes. And he plays
Young Hoon Lee will be back as Storm Shadow.
That's impossible. He got killed.
Yeah.
Remember the lightning scene? He's probably going to be a flashback or something like that.
Could be. Like, he could be
they
like,
were in
his mind.
The power generator.
Think about it. It could be, like, in his mind, like, playing. Yeah. Like, his spirit lives on in this dude's brain, and it's going to, like, affect him.
I definitely see a thing from my head like that, too.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I think that's about it for today's show.
Yeah. I think so.
I'm overheating.
Remember, visit our website at BostonBashBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. If you've got any comments, requests, anything you want us to talk about, you can reach us at TheBastards@BostonBashBrigade.com.
We're also on MySpace. I mean, Facebook. We're on Facebook. Just type in Boston Bastard Brigade, and that should pop up both as our like page, more or less, and our regular group page.
Yes.
So you could go and like us at Facebook, contact us on there, actually, and we can try to help you out probably a little bit faster that way, because we're mainly all on Facebook.
Yep.
I've never been on Facebook a second.
Never before. In your life.
Never.
Hey, look, here you are.
Really?
Like, yeah. Zoinks.
Yeah, there you are.
I don't know how you guys found me. I've never been there.
Sure.
What's this Facebook thing you talk about?
It's right here.
It's the thing that... you know, eats at everybody's soul.
Look, okay, his twin brother, Damien Abraham, are fucked up. Look, like your eyes aren't closed.
You look a bit Asian there. All right, your turn.
Nice stereotype, huh?
Yeah.
Check out our friends over at the Electra Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI. Show them some love. We'll either check out Geek Aggro. Check out our friends at Gamer Reaction and the Issues Guy.
And the Vagabonds.
I wasn't done. With JC Sargent.
Oh.
And the Vagabonds.
And Design with Charm with Matt the Wad.
And don't forget the show that we just filmed a second ago, Pardon the Interruption.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so we've got this photo shoot thing coming up. Well, it'll be today when the podcast goes up.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get through that. And
I'm gonna be shooting some video. I'm gonna try to make a little short.
Like, I think features. Thing. I think features. I think 96 features.
Yep. He'll take the behind the scenes pictures of the pictures being taken.
Yeah, I know what behind the scenes he wants to take.
Oh dear.
What? What are we talking about again?
I think I know what they're talking about. I definitely know.
She got a great ass!
Yeah, he wants to go behind the scenes with these three girls there.
Behind the scenes of the behind.
Okay. We'll try to act a little mature.
Yes. No, that's bit. Mature.
Yes.
But, yep, that's it.
Okay. So, until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Mr. Keys.
Son of a bitch!
Kevin!
Blue!
Balls.
Oh. And
sing sign out, bitches.
We are the Bastards.